It's Mexico, real and alive. Sitting on the main square in the late afternoon and niños are screaming at pigeons. I found a restaurant on my own and had tres margaritas and one beer. Little did I know that newly arrived in the mountain air, this was the equivalent to six margaritas and two beers, which, needless to say, did not add to my rational size. It's siesta time, and I'm sitting on a rooftop getting sun for my gringo legs. Arriving in the Mexico City airport was a shock. Paying over $6,000 for a bus ride to San Miguel, only 4 hours north. I've only learned to count to 100 in Spanish. And this is not very helpful, seeing how 175 pesos is only $1. Staying in a wonderful apartado with all tile floors.
Tienen flores. Do they have flowers? Tener. To have.
Nights are cool breezes.
I have.
Always with a walk around the main square, which has a gazebo surrounded by benches and manicured chairs. In the distant animals, I can hear a Mexican band. Just to walk down the narrow cobblestone streets and try out my pigeon Spanish on the shopkeeper. So far, they seem to understand me, but I cannot understand their answers. From this rooftop, I can see 360 degrees. Hills with houses, cathedrals, and flowers, all with the clearest blue sky. In la noche, the stars are clear and much like the Texas sky. Each morning there's a chorus of roosters and burros which seem to last for hours. The cathedral bells chime at each hour. ¿Cómo está Nueva York? So far, every night I have dreamed of friends in New York. Last night, it was you. You grabbed my arm and insisted that we dance all the way across the floor. Could this possibly be a past, or future life? Or am I just intoxicated by this mountain air? Last night, I went to the opening of a restaurant southwest from the Jardín. It had a typical open courtyard with a large opening in the ceiling, which framed the evening sky full of stars. There were many Mexicanos and Americanos there, truly a mixed society in San Miguel.
¿Qué té te gusta?
Me gusta chamomile.
Manzanilla.
Manzanilla.
Manzanilla. De manzanilla.
Bueno.
Manzanilla.
We stayed until midnight, and I had a lovely
manzanilla
time.
Es bueno.
Vive.
Té de manzanilla.
Through the night, I couldn't sleep.
Para.
The mosquitoes were strong, and a fever was setting in. By the next day, I had a high fever which kept me sleeping except to get up and go to the bathroom.
¿Cuánto cuesta qué?
Una taza de té.
¿Una taza de té?
Mm-hmm.
Cuesta... no sé. ¿30 pesos?
Bueno. ¿Cuánto cuesta el cuarto donde tú vives?
Yo tengo...
The runs continue.
So, no sé.
Más o menos. Más o menos 30 pesos. ¿Cuánto cuesta el cuarto donde tú vives?
Mi cuarto cuesta 700 por día.
Estudiamos.
Bien, 700 por día.
Ahora.
Estudiamos.
Entonces...
Here I am on my last night in San Miguel, writing to you by candlelight. I was getting ready for two parties tonight, and all of a sudden, the lights went out over the entire courtyard.
To wait.
Luckily, I'm a candle lover, and it doesn't matter much.
Espero.
It's totally dark and raining.
Esperas.
It dawns on me to walk to the roof, which is only a staircase away, and take a look over the entire town, which is situated in the mountains, about 6,000 feet.
We wait.
Well, guess what?
Esperon.
There are no lights in the entire town.
Esperon.
Blackout.
Esperas.
The lights came on again briefly. I walked into the narrow cobblestone streets using my sombrero as an umbrella. I saw a woman making tortillas in a window by candlelight. And bam, the lights went out again. Can I possibly spend my last night here solamente with you and my tequila con limón? Tomorrow I will go by bus to Mexico City and catch a plane to San Antonio.
Para dejarte el corazón, porque mi pecho no se cansa de llorar. Yo si quiero.
Quality of the food is not so good for visitors. Mexico is still a third world country. The plants, the flowers, the fields are beautiful. But the water is dirty. All of a sudden, we realize how precious is our most vital resource, agua. Eja. Two nights in San Antonio, two in Austin, two in Abilene, and two in Dallas. I am thrilled by the most ordinary activity. I'm now sunning in Mom's backyard next to the sprinkler with my iced Dr. Pepper at arm's reach. Texas has gentle breezes that come, especially it seems, in late afternoon and make the heat more bearable. Tonight, my mom is having two farmers and their wives over for dinner. Their land is next to land which, in part, will be mine someday. Right in the driest, hottest, flattest part of West Texas. Oh, if only I had married a farmer. How would fate have weathered me? Six kids, maybe? Perhaps only four. At any rate, I'm sure my pie-making skills would be at an all-time high by now. Instead, I am growing one slim pigtail. To beat the Texas sun, I've purchased a set of Ferrari fold-up sunglasses and a gorgeous straw sombrero from Mexico. I've rented a Subaru which gets 30 miles to the gallon. Last night, my friend Sharon and I went out in Dallas, first to hear the Rockets, billed as the best white blues band in Texas. Then to a more contemporary boogie place called Memphis, where I met Too Tall Jones of the Dallas Cowboys. Alas, he was truly too tall. And being in a gypsy state of mind, I had to move on.
Now, Texas is a mighty strange place if you come from New York City. And I know you do. Because everybody depends on four-wheeled automobiles. Well, nearly everybody. At first, I thought, when I arrived in the state of Texas, that I should get myself an automobile. The second thing I did was to get myself a map. Now, you can buy a map in almost any filling station. You can buy one, but they won't promise to teach you how to fold it. Now, in the process of traveling all over this state, I have learned the secret of map folding, which I will share with you if it'll be of any help the next time you're out on the road. Now, the secret is very simple. First of all, someone else has to be driving. It doesn't matter how pretty it is out there, and it is pretty. When you're averaging 1,000 miles per week, you've got lots of time to practice your map folding. Here's the secret. Stay with the creases. You gotta think of the map not as a flat object, but as an accordion. On one side is a detail of all the cities you will visit, and on the other side is the whole state. As you probably already know, a map is folded up and down and is folded sideways. Now, what you want to do is zero in on your area, and I try never to fold more than 2 squares at a time. Now, this is not only advisable, but a necessity if you're traveling in an economy car. If you make the map any bigger, you're going to block that driver's vision, and you don't want to do that. It's hell enough when you're traveling on a 5-laner, and you've got an 18-wheeler in front of you and an 18-wheeler on either side, and no matter where you look from your little car, you can see the scenery from under the truck. Now, there's where I learned the secret to concentrate on the stripe and staying on the right side of the stripe. But that's another set of secrets altogether, which perhaps we will get to later. We're going to take a trip tonight on the back roads.
Common class people here in this part of the country. They're not, you know, they don't put on airs. They don't, you know, pretend to be anything other than just what they are. You know, just a common class of people. That's the kind of, you know, class of people that Lyndon Baines Johnson came from. And I believe that there about sums it up.
You can almost tell what they think from what they say. They're not trying to get you to think one way while they're talking another. They usually say what they think.
Distant storms building up over on the county line. All the neighboring farms get rain, but I never get a drop on mine. You might think a little old summer breeze couldn't do nobody harm, but it burns like a blazing blowtorch when you're living on a dry land farm.
I never did have a horse. Dad had mules. We farmed with mules, them great big old flop-eared mules. I mean, boy, they could step.
All of our agriculture is bad this year in this county because of the drought. The people are even selling their cattle. We have cattle and are going to have to sell a bunch because we don't have hay and no prospects of making any unless it rains. We haven't had any rain to speak of.
Well, we're just farming people. We're ranching people. And we have lived a good life, we think. Now, what do you got to say?
I can think of a lot of things, but
it's a good life. Why did you say that? Just a good life.
It's a good, decent, clean place to live compared with a lot of places. It's awful dry now. Don't misunderstand that.
Yeah,
I told him about that. That's one of the pitfalls.
When the west wind comes a-blowing, well, the sand comes a-blowing, too. And I must say a mouthful is more than I can chew. I swallowed a gallon for every acre, and God knows it hurt. But it ain't as bad as the trouble I had breaking up that dry land dirt. Now the politician says to the farmer, you're the backbone of the land. The irrigating farmer says, thank you, sir, I'll eat right out of your hand. And your average automobile has air conditioning when it's warm. Yeah, things are cool for everybody but the man on the dry land farm.
Well, I've seen it rain here a week at a time, and I've seen it stay dry 6 months at a time, too. I've seen water go over that top of that white railroad track. I've seen lads 4 bales cotton out of the cotton yard. That's 1928. Well, the last year I farmed was 51. It was a dry year, too. I just about out. I couldn't go no more. Went on road jobs. First started flagging, then went later on went to running equipment. First one thing, another, we'd run. A lot of these road jobs, you run 14 hours a day. Most of them would go 12. Sometimes it'd go 14.
It's frightening. It really is, because like this particular year, it's just so dry. There is no way that we could plant and expect to get it up without any rain. But without the rain, we just don't have anything. Like right now, we've got all these cattle out here, and you see what they're eating. We got a little coastal patch. They're still finding plenty to eat in it. But, you know, we're running out of grazing. Water, the cows have been drinking city water now for, gosh, 4 or 5 months. The tanks are dry. And it's just, without it, there's just nothing.
Now if I had no wicked way in this equally wicked world, I'd make a Garden of Eden for every boy and girl. But I'd take our two-faced president and I'd grab him by the arm, stick him out in the middle of the desert and make him work on a dry land farm.
You know what I do? I work all the time and I go to fishing, and that's my social life. And home, I love my home. I go fishing out in the country about 10 miles. Catch crappies, bass, and channel catfish. They say if you be quiet, they bite better. But just me there by myself, in the fishing by myself, I never say a word. Just sit there and watch my cork. Yeah, just take that old cork on the and I'll sit there and have fun.
Oh, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine.
Oh, Virginia Gooden has been a standing member of her church choir in Stamford, Texas, for 50 years. Recently, I returned for the Texas Cowboy Reunion, which is a place of my childhood, and Virginia invited me to come with her to church. She led us in the door of her small country church, where we were greeted by the entire congregation.
This is my pastor, Reverend Clark.
The sound of a bell signals that church is about to begin.
Music have helped the church a whole lot. You know, people used to have music in the church, and music have helped the church, have given the church people the most spirit, and it plays a part of the church. You can be lifted up and singing, and don't even have to have a preacher.
Each one of us is passed a round paper fan. On each fan is a picture of three men, Martin Luther King, John F. Kennedy, and Robert Kennedy. Every member of the congregation circles the pulpit during time of collection and drops change on the collection plate. A church elder gives change to the kids who only have a dollar bill. The preacher begins the sermon.
You see, a house cannot stand by itself.
Always knowing when he preached. That's the way he preached. I guess when the Spirit hits him, he gets deeper in the sermon. You know, when the Spirit hit him, he just have more to say.
To keep it up. You know, some folks will sit in a chair and just let the house fall down and around. But every now and then, you have to rework your windows and doors to keep it from falling apart.
Girls is up there in the choir, I help raise them. They call me Mother Dear. Yeah, that's what they call me. And so,
on the everlasting, on, oh yes, I'm a leader.
And I try to live right, treat people right, don't misuse nobody. And every child, they around here, they call me Mama, because I get on them when I see them doing wrong. And they all love me, and I love them. You let your life be perfect. Because, see, children, they like that.
Leaning, leaning on the everlasting on.
Well, thank the Lord for y'all, and I hope you have a safe trip back.
Never have I been more certain when we left that small country church that we would have a safe trip home.
I can't get it, man. Do me good. I can't get it.
Black people have their blues that are three chord. Country people have their country music that is three chord. Both of them are talking. If you'll back off and just sort of look, both people are talking about the same thing, and there's not really a lot of difference. It's meter, huh?
It's what?
Meter. The way you approach the tune. B.B. King, Ray Charles did it in the early 60s, man. He took country songs and made them righteous, okay? Not that they weren't already.
We go back and shake hands with them and tell them our name. My name is Jewel. What is your name? And we shake your hand and hug your neck and say, we are glad you're here. And and it would be so painful I couldn't hardly stand it. But I didn't get my healing that night, but I got up on the Monday and it hurt and throbbed so bad I couldn't stand it. I worked all day long and I kept thanking God because I knew he was going to heal me. Tuesday morning, just about daylight, we opened the store real early, just about daylight, I said, Lord, I can't stand this any longer. Either heal me or I'm going to take these hearing aids out and I'm never going to wear them. Heal me or I'm just ready to go. I can't stand this any longer. but I knew he said he would heal us if we believed, and I believed. And he said, touch your ear. I put my finger right there, and the bone came out in my on my finger that the doctor said I'd have to have surgery. And I was healed immediately. My husband was standing right there.
Baby's getting their supper. Now this is what's so cute, is right down here where these little colored ones are. I'm gonna turn the lights on so it won't scare them and you can see them better, maybe. All of them. See, here comes a baby. Look at it. Ain't that cute? Coming right up there to us.
White-faced cow. Mm-hmm.
All these calves are out of a purebred or a half longhorn. Perfect. I kept one that we raised. Look at that pretty thing. Isn't that pretty? I've got some pictures of that one.
The white one?
Uh-huh.
My number 30.
Well, she, that's a real young baby there, that little 30, that one. This little cow, and that's her first baby. Just a number of these right here is their first babies.
They come right up to the car.
We have one little cow that has two babies that nurse her. And this happened while I wasn't coming down, and we don't know whether they are twins or whether another cow calved, and she just took her calf for a walk. When we get all through, we'll know. But I just think that little white one's the cutest thing. It ever was. Baby calling.
Is the baby calling?
Mm-hmm, that was. This other was a mama calling. That's a mama. That one was a mama. And that's her tootie right there. We just usually brand with an electric iron or with a hot iron. I used to do all of it, and anymore Billy does some, and then one or two of the men that work for us and help us with cattle do it. We don't. And we number all our cows, like these cows in here are what we call ones and twos. And the ones were born in 81, and the twos that are calving for the first time this year were born in 82. See, we put a number down on their thigh, on their left thigh, and the one is just straight, and the two is like so.
I'd say 18 according to 18, I'd be 18, 75, 19, 19 according to 18, 75, 20. I'm at 20, you'd be a quarter, you'd be 8, you'd be 75, you'd be 21 a quarter. Sold the calf for 21 cents a pound. Roll them on and walk them in. Quarter, you'd be 18, I'd be 18, 75, 19, 19 a quarter, you'd be 8, you'd be 75, $20. I'm at 20, you'd be a quarter, you'd be 8, you'd be 75, you'd be 21 a quarter. Sold the calf for 21 cents a pound. Roll them on, walk them in. I'd say 18, a quarter, 18, I'd be 18, 75, 19, 19, a quarter, you'd be half, you'd be 75, $20. I'm at 20, you'd be a quarter, you'd be half, you'd be 75, you'd be 21, a quarter. Sold a cab for 21 cents a pound. Roll them on, walk them in. I'd say 18, a quarter, you'd be 18, I'd be 18, 75, 19, 19, a quarter, you'd be half, you'd be 75, $20. I'm at 20, you'd be a quarter, you'd be half, you'd be 75, you'd be 21, a quarter. Sold a cab for 21 cents a pound. Roll them on, walk them in.
Just the boys, turn around and face your corner. Do an Alamanna left with the corner left hand. Go back to your partner. Do a right and a left grand. All the way around. Right and a left all night long. Little girl waiting. Look on. Promenade along. Promenade. You get straight all the way around. Look at back.
Okay, sorry, thank you.
Okay, when it gets back here, sway what it. I'll keep going until you meet your partner. When you meet your partner, yell at me again. So I'll know. Uh-oh, guys, you're getting behind. I can tell I'm trying to get it. When you meet your partner, bow real low to your partner. Bow to your corner, join 16. Circle to the left. Boy, you're going to have to make up a big gap over there. Circle to the left.
I'm used to playing in front of all these old boys, got toe of their boots out.
My son and I was on Bob Wills' last album called Bob Wills and Texas Playboys. Done all of his hollering because he was paralyzed, you know. I got one fiddle Bob Wills gave me, and then Jody, my son, and I have the fiddle that Bob Wills started his career on with the Doughboys. And we got that back in 1965, and then I've got some electric fiddles, is what they didn't used to have them. They had to put electric pickups on them and hold them down against the violin. Some people call them violins, but I call them fiddles. And now I'm playing a Barkus Berry fiddle. It's all electric. When I was a kid, Fort Worth was counted a western town, you know. they had their stockyards there and everything else, you know. And they used to have those Christmas dances there, and I just called it a big ball in Cowtown. It's really about a big dance in Fort Worth. That's what I really wanted it to make people think about, you know. Mesquite trees start right outside of Fort Worth, and that's what they call most of Western countries, where the mesquite trees start growing, you know, and big ranches with mesquite trees on them, and hackberries and trees and stuff like that, and cactus.
Big balls in Cowtown, we'll all go down. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll dance around.
For my own amusement, I'd rather play a breakdown. That's just an old hoedown Western tune, you know. A lot of them do two steps on them, a lot of them just do a rag dance, they call it. But you know if them fingers is working right.
Big town, it ain't right.
Okay, Smokey, we're rolling.
This fiddle tune you'll hear someday coming down from Denver. Now that's a breakdown, and I wrote that back in the late 40s. I was driving a tractor, and that tune came to me in my head, and I just picked the plows up out of the ground, drove the tractor to the house, and got on my bus, got my fiddle, and played it, and I played it about as good as I play it right now. It just came to me in my head, you know. Fiddle player will stay away from the key of E, because it's your fingers, it's got the, you got further space on your strings, see, but I wrote this into where I just follow up right from my first finger right now. And I'll tell you another story. This first finger I got cut off in 1965, and they sewed it back on and it lived. You can tell it's crooked there, see. And this one I liked mashed off on a tractor. And this one I got rattlesnake bit on in 1944. And this one I run through a V-belt on a car. And I still don't know how my fingers are where they're that I can even play, you know. But it doesn't bother me a bit. If I live till November the 11th, this year I'll complete 37 years, and I've never wanted for any place to play yet. I've always had dates ahead of me. I got dates ahead of me now, plumb into December.
Did I ever dance? How many miles? Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Ponderosa.
Jeff. Jeff.
Now, you probably heard that there's a whole lot of drinking going on. I don't want to say that ain't right, but if you'll notice, there's quite a sprinkling of water drinkers. And they act just the same as everybody else, only their driving might be a little better on the way home. Now, here's another thing. These places do close at a certain hour, a lot of them at midnight. So don't be thinking you're going to be cool and arrive at 11 o'clock, because you're going to miss out on a whole lot of fun. There are three dances you got to learn. Two-step, the waltz, and the Cotton Eye Joe. Now the best way to start is just by watching. Set your eyes on the couple on the floor that looks like they might be gliding on ice. Now don't get intimidated right away. Part of this is due to dance wax or sawdust on the floor, but mostly watch their feet. Watch their legs. I never knew what bow-legged was till I learned the two-step in West Texas. It does help to bow your legs a little and let loose. If you're a lady, now you listen. You let that cowboy lead, because he knows what he's doing. He's going to keep you from bumping into other people on the floor and all the furniture in the kitchen, depending on whether or not you want to practice at home before you get there. Now you just stand up first and pretend like you're about to have the best time of your life. Just start out by sliding 1 foot out straight on the floor, just as far as you can take it. Remember, a little bit bowed. Then slide the other one out in front. Just slide all the way across the floor and then slide back. But don't turn around, just slide back backwards. Now, add a little variety to your pace. Slide fast. Slide slow. Slide medium. Just slide to the music. Now, I bet you think you've got your sliding down. And if you do, now you're going to put a little kink in the works. And this is where the two-step begins. Slide, 1, 2. Slide, 1, 2. Slide, 1, 2. It's just a quick little step between each slide, not unlike the tiny prance of a horse. Because when you do the 1, 2 in the two-step, your hips are going to move side by side, ever so slightly. Slide, step, 2. Slide, step, 2. Slide, step, 2. Slide, step, 2.
I hear you, my boy, the cries that only she would know. Still hears my broken song of love. Moon and all your splendor.
This is a helpful hint from the Ponderosa. If you look them straight in the eye, 10 to 1, they're going to ask you to dance. There are only two guys in this place that you don't want to dance with. If they come your way, just pretend like you've got a fly in your water.
As I look at the letters that you wrote to me, it's you that I am thinking of. As I read the lines that to me were so sweet, I remember our faded love. I miss you, darling.
You don't need to feel bad about not going home with the cowboy. They're used to it. Either way, it's likely that he might want to dance a little closer than you do, depending on what time of the evening it's getting to be. But all you have to do is speak directly. The subtle message does not work. Please don't dance so close. Or if you have a suspicion that you should drop the please, go ahead, drop it. And if he's a good partner, just give him a little smile or a wink. Because if he's genuine, he's out there to dance just like you.
As I think of the past and all the pleasures we had, as I watch the mating of the dove. It was in the springtime when you said goodbye. I remember our faded love. I miss you, darling, more and more every day, as heaven would miss the stars above. With every heartbeat.
Y'all ever come back down Texas way? Drop in and see us. You hear? Oh Lord, I know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what would I do? The angel beckons me from heaven's pearly door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Thank you.